listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio. How's the baby? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
Take out every chivato we got on every corner of the streets here. Oh, yes, guys, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And I have my co-host here, Jama Vital.
Hello.
And there you go. And we, well, I believe Will may be having some connectivity issues, so he may or may not join us tonight. You guys know the drill. You know how this thing works. But, yes, we have a wonderful show ready here for you tonight, and I need to close my window. And, yes, we are thrilled. We're thrilled. We're thrilled to have everybody here working with us. I know I just got off of program, and Jama had as well, off of Kyler Davenport's show. And boy, what a preacher there. He's like, he's the preacher on a soapbox, except for he's talking about the government and AIs, computer control. That's just what we need these days here. You know, I try to do it myself, but I'm too much of a showman. But this is just what it is. It is what it is, as they say. So I was really hoping to have Will here tonight because I have some things here. You know, it's like he gave me nightmares. He gave me nightmares talking about him going out catching pedophiles and having these pedophiles send him pictures of their, you know, their buttholes. You got 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds sending pictures of their buttholes. I mean, can you imagine, you know, being at Disney World, having these guys in the Mickey Mouse costumes? You know, it's like, like, Jama, come on! You want to go on a butthole sniffing adventure? Come on! Come on, silly! Let's go sniff some butthole! Jama's not laughing, but I'm cracking myself up here. But anyways, it's a sick world, and it's really something that we really need to pay attention to and be on the guard for all kinds of predators out there. But anyhow, before I ramble on, I do believe we have a guest, and it's Jama's guest, so I will let her introduce him. Go ahead. Jama, are you there, sweetheart? Oh, boy. Oh, okay. Everybody's talking behind the scenes here, I guess. So, she is having connectivity issues, probably also. Okay, guys. So, we were going to have another presidential candidate on the show. You guys know how I love to interview presidential candidates. If you have missed my show, well, the TV show version of this show, I had Adam Kokesh from Adam versus the Man, I should say. Of course, I had Eric Griffin, who was running for Senate in Nevada. Once upon a time. He didn't really make it, but he also tried running for president for 2016. He got blocked. He got cock blocked. He got his paperwork in on time to the registry office, and the people were saying, oh, well, you didn't get it in on time. He got it in 2 weeks before the deadline. Oh, well, we just didn't process you. And it's like, wow, how evil and corrupt can you get? How evil and corrupt can you get to what? You know, they say anybody can grow up and be the president. Anybody can be the president. Well, we had the president of the Black Panthers try to run for president, and again, just completely blocked at every scenario, in every case. So, I do believe we're going to do a little sound check here on the air. I do believe, Jayma, do we have our guest?
I see him, but he's got his camera on here. Can you hear us, Kyle?
Yes. I'll try and figure out how to turn the camera off here.
Yeah, remember how I showed you?
It might help with the internet connection if we just have audio feed.
How's that?
Touch your screen, and down at the bottom, there will be a little camcorder. Touch that.
Yeah, I did. So I should be off now.
I still see you. You guys still see him?
Well, it doesn't really matter. It's fine. So go ahead and introduce our guest, if you would, please.
So this is Kyle Kopitke, and he's a presidential candidate. I've spoken with Kyle a few times. He's independent. He's against the New World Order and a one-world government. He's for the children. He wants to stop forced vaccines. He wants to create a oversight committee, is how I understand it, for CPS that's ran by parents who have had children removed to oversee it. When they want to take children out of the home, but do a complete, and he did tell me, he said, I will take judges and social workers to jail that commit crimes against families and children. And that got me right there. He could probably explain a little more himself, but I'm for the children, as I've spoke to you guys before, as you know. And if you will, Kyle, introduce yourself a little bit there.
Thank you so much for having me on tonight. That's a technology day and evening, learning how to do Skype and Facebook Live videos and so forth. Being 62 years old, some of these newfangled inventions are a bit of a learning curve for me. But we sure do memes regularly on Facebook. One of the reasons I'm running for president is my son is autistic, and he was fine. Basically, until the day of his mumps, measles, rubella vaccination, he came home within about 45 minutes. He put his Disney VHS, his Disney sing-along VHS and the VCR. He hit the play button, and there was an awkward expression on his face, and nothing came out of his mouth. He didn't talk for 20 years. And within about 2 hours of his MMR shot, it was like somebody literally took a Brillo pad and scrubbed his brain. So he has severe autism. And so many of the parents that I meet on the campaign trail have had similar experiences within hours or a day of their child's vaccination, the mumps, measles, rubella. They go, their brains are literally blasted into autism. And so what the government wants to do now is they want to bring in something called NAIP, National Adult Immunization Plan. And you can go to your local search engine on your computer and type in National Adult Immunization Plan, and you'll see where the federal government, and this was created to in 2015, has a plan to bring in forced vaccines. And so when we see in Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, where they want to remove at the state level religious personal exempt medical exemptions, this is all part of NAIP. And NAIP is a child of Agenda 2030, which is formerly known as United Nations Agenda 2020, which is forced vaccines. And so NAIP basically, to put it succinctly, wants to bring in the full CDC vaccination schedule upon all Americans of all ages with no exemptions. And that would just further destroy my son, because these vaccines, I'm sure you've talked about in other shows, they haven't been fully tested. The little orange bottle of medicine you get from your doctor has been tested much more better than these vaccines. And so that's one of the reasons I'm running, is to protect my child, my wife, and all Americans, including myself, from forced vaccines. These vaccines, some people will say, oh, it's just greed that's going on with the vaccinations, because the pharmaceutical corporations, $65 billion, and they're one of the top lobbyists in Washington, D.C. Others will say, well, it's actually a depopulation plan and program of those who globalists who support a one world government, new world order agenda. Well, it's probably a combination of the both, of both, because I cannot actually fathom how medical personnel will knowingly inject into our little children these ingredients that destroy their brain. In being 62 years old, I have the advantage of history. I grew up in the 60s when kids were basically normal. We didn't have peanut allergies and milk allergies and autism and ADHD. This is all recent over the decades from all these vaccines. And so what I can do as president is on day one, because the FDA, Federal Drug Administration, is over the vaccines, on day one, I can pull all these vaccines off the market and have them go through legitimate peer review testing. And you know what? They're not going to pass. Do you really think, and this is a question I would ask your listeners, do you really think that injecting your child with the DNA from monkeys, from pigs, from cows, caterpillars and mice, and who knows what other animals, is going to help your child? Of course not. So that's one of my main issues. And CPS was mentioned. One of my campaign, I draw the people that have no hope, because the Democrats and Republicans, they're basically bought off by the billionaires and by the lobbyists, special interest groups. So I'm contacted regularly by people that have lost their child through CPS or Adult Protective Services. And so we, as president, what I will do is I will create a review commission. So in case CPS comes to your house and wants to take your kid, you can call the review commission and they will go ahead and it'll be made up of parents who have lost their kids through CPS action. And there will be a firewall to make sure that these are legitimate cases where the children are being taken out. We also need to develop kind of halfway shelters where parents and kids can go in case there is a situation where it's a borderline issue. And so in CPS and the judges, if it's found that they're abusing their legal administration, then as president, I would recommend the attorney general go ahead and we'll create a special task force to prosecute people that take these kids out of the house and put them in foster care teenage rehabilitation centers. We all saw on the news where that judge, I believe he was in Pennsylvania, was sent to jail because he was getting financial kickbacks from a teenage shelter house, youth facility, for sending kids, innocent kids, to that facility. So these things go on. This is nothing that isn't happening. It's happening. And we need to make sure. And the federal government, Congress passed a law which gives states, counties, a financial incentive to take children out of parents' homes. And so we need to reform that. I mean, in 2020, so many of our federal government agencies are broken, and at the county and state level. And as president, those are some of the things that I will do to try and bring back America again, because it seems like every day we're losing our personal freedoms. And they're rolling out this 5G, hasn't even been tested. You go online and you see all these scientists and medical professionals saying, wait, hold on, we're moving too fast. This has not been tested. So we need to take a look. I will stop 5G and make sure it goes through the testing process. And I'm not sure it's going to pass. I mean, I've seen some scientific studies that really raise some eyebrows. We have to have safety.
Well, let me jump in here. I love everything that you're saying, but 5G has been tested. I did a documentary on this. I believe it's my fifth documentary. But I did a documentary on this very thing, and the 5G has been tested. They have found that they can alter genetics. They can alter biological systems on a genetic level with the nanoparticulates that they're spraying on us using 5G technology. Sort of like a CRISPR on a worldwide scale. They know what they're doing. And I pulled all this information directly from university forums, university presentations. So it's not some conspiracy theory. It's not just a half-baked theory that I came up with. I literally put the presentations, clips of the presentations, in my documentaries. Now, I am somebody who is whistleblowing on one particular aspect of the vaccines, and that is this mind control drug. They are blasting children's brains, as you say, scrubbing them down with Brillo pads, but what they're really doing is they're reformatting the brain. And they are, that's where the experimentation, they know what they're doing with that. Now, where the experimentation comes in at is that these people are going to be the future Manchurian candidate. This child that had their brain screwed up, had their brain reformatted, they're going to receive a signal. They're going to receive a voice-to-skull command. They're going to receive a 5G command, and they're going to go and kill a whole bunch of people. Or they're going to drown their little sister or little brother in the bathtub. They're going to go assassinate somebody. So that is the particular aspect that I'm whistleblowing on. Go ahead.
Well, that is often mentioned in peer-reviewed articles by scientists of the dangers of 5G. We're going down a path. It's like chemtrails. We know it's happening. There's some science against it out there, but it's being covered up. And so 5G has the potential to destroy humanity. It's like a human level extinction event that we're walking down that path, and we have to stop it. And I'm grateful to be that my supporters are helping expose this, and like that you are, because we have lots of scientists out there and very smart people talking about dangers of 5G. So,
okay, I got to stop you right there. We've got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Back in here to get the bump of music here.
We have our guest, and I do see that we have Will here with us. He has connected with us tonight. We have a presidential candidate on the air who wants to get rid of 5G, get rid of vaccines, and stop the New World Order. How do you feel about that?
I think this is absurd. I think we'd be much better just voting for the lesser two evils. I mean, I don't know what this guy's talking about. No, I think it's great. I wanted to ask how we could help get the word out, because it's always good to support people that are coming at a different angle of things, and especially somebody that knows all about the type of stuff that we discuss and is empowered about it and is very well-spoken. We need to get this person out there, because a lot I always hear, well, that person has no chance of winning. Well, true, but if we never build up a third-party platform, in the future, they'll never. This guy might not win this time, or maybe the next time after that. But if we build up a third-party candidate strong enough, over the years, we're going to build something. We can't just keep choosing the lesser two evils. And yeah, my apologies. Right before this, I actually tried to answer, but I missed the call. I just found another pedophile on Grindr. So that it took longer than expected. So I was just at the convenience store, and I'm uploading that video as we speak. So.
Okay. Yeah. So, so you hear the question, sir.
Yes. And one of the questions that I'm asked is electability. And the question is, why? Why vote for Kyle Kenley-Kopitke? He isn't going to win. Well, what am I supposed to do? I understand what's happening. Am I supposed, because I'm 62, you know, I have one foot in the grave. Am I supposed to die and walk back to the presence of God and say, I did nothing while his children are going through the slaughter of the innocents? And it's just not children. They want to bring in forced vaccines to all Americans of all ages. And so I am putting myself out there as a candidate. This is a grassroots movement. When you see my pictures, my hair is a little nuts, doesn't lay quite right like these polished plastic presidential candidates, because I'm not funded by Big Pharma. I'm not funded by the one world government. But we can win because the American people are being crushed and they're just tired of this. When I'm out campaigning, people say, hey, I'm going to vote for you. I'm looking at you. I'm going to support you. So we can get to 39%. What I have to do, and let's talk math here. Let's talk basic electoral math. To win the presidency, a candidate has to receive 270 electoral college delegate votes on the night of the election. And that is basically based on if they carry states. So can Kyle Kenley-Kopitke receive 39% of the vote, which should cause me to win in the three-way race between the Republican globalist nominee, the Democratic globalist nominee, and myself independent for the Constitution? Yes, I can. If you look at the numbers out there, the American people are looking, they are paycheck to paycheck. One in four of us, I was reading on the news, can't even get through the month without putting extra money on the charges on the credit card to survive. We have an epidemic, besides of unsafe vaccines, we have an epidemic of home foreclosures, farm foreclosures, car repossessions, all these middle class people. It's so bad. In the last presidential election, 44% of the people did not even vote. So the votes are out there. The challenge is being blacked out and banned by the mainstream news media. And RBN is the first radio network to actually have me on the radio. Do you see me on Drudge or Morning Joe or was Hardball with Chris Matthews? No. And that's because I say those 12 words you can't say. You cannot say on live air, on the mainstream media. One world government, another three. New world order, another three. Vaccines cause autism. Vaccines cause developmental disabilities. They don't want to hear it. That's their agenda. And as we've talked about tonight, 5G is their agenda. All around the world, they're rolling out forced vaccines in 5G. That's not an accident. This is their tactical game plan. And our tactical game plan is to elect a real president that will put his life on the line and will go ahead and stand up and use the weight of a constitutional president as a buffer against the one world government and globalists. And another reason I can win, and I need to say this, if I may, they're scared. The globalists who support a one world government, they're scared because the one world government is out of control. They are going ahead and bringing in these forced vaccines, and some of their members are scared. It's out of control. And so I can get 39%. If I can get on the ballot, and getting on the ballot in states is a challenge because you have to get volunteers to go out and collect signatures, like in New Jersey. We have to find 14 people that will stand as electoral college delegates. So then we can begin to collect signatures we need. Some states.
Well, okay. I hear where you're coming from. And we have to go to commercial break once again. We'll be back after this for a longer segment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, again, let's dive right back in here because we only have so much time. I wish we could have a longer show here. And guys, if you are liking the show, please petition RBN to give us a second hour. Hell, give us a third hour. I can do this all night. I can do this, well, for me, morning, but for you guys, I can do this all night. We go into the after hours. Red Pill Hardcore After Hours. And we can have people like, you know, these good presidential candidates that we've had on the show who are touching on the real issues, who are just not getting the play, not getting the attention that they need. So please petition the station. Get a hold of John at the station. 800-313-9443. Get us another hour, okay? And we're gonna have so much more reach. We're gonna get to all the issues. So, but I'm gonna stop taking up precious time here and get back to our presidential candidate here. Kyle, have you gone out onto any platforms to get yourself heard? Because you're kind of late at this point. When did you start your campaign?
We started back in April of last year, and one of the challenges is
that... This is the first time you've been on a radio show?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I've done a couple radio interviews over the years, but because I don't sound crazy, they don't play the radio interviews. So it shows us that some of the alternative media doesn't exactly their agenda is slyly supporting the one world government, as far as I'm concerned. But we have hope, because in this digital age, we can go from 5 miles an hour, which is where we're running, to 75 miles an hour. A month and a half ago, about 2 months ago, the National Enquirer interviewed me for 40 minutes about vaccines. Now, they didn't run with the story yet, but they may. If they do, then that forces the other media to go ahead. And so hopefully tonight there's some bloggers on listening, and they'll write about the campaign. So we're on Facebook, Kyle Kennelly Kopitke. We're on Twitter, Medium, MeWe, several of the social media avenues. And I also have my main website is kyle2020.com. That has 9 pages of issues and photos. Also on Blogger, I write a weekly political blog of over 25 issues. So we're out there, but we don't get the volunteers that we need. If people can step forward and help us with social media promotion, that's what we need. Because we don't have paid salary of staff, because we're not funded by the 1%, finding people to assist in the campaign is a challenge. So that's why I'm so grateful for you having me on RBN tonight to allow me to put forth. But we can win in November. We can get 39%. So many of the American people are out of it as far as the American dream. It's not an American dream. It's an American nightmare, and it shouldn't be like that. So there are reforms. We have so many federal agencies that need reforming. We have the EPA, which is rolling back water safety levels. I live in Flint, Michigan, so water is a constant concern, but Flint is just the tip of the iceberg. All across America, communities have lead and other chemicals, these forever chemicals in their drinking water, and that's messing people up. We have 1 in 6 women that are getting breast cancer. And we know, excuse me, there's chemicals in our daily, everyday products that cause cancer. Why are they not being pulled off the market? Well, again, who owns these? It's the 1%. It's the 1% that own all these things. And so another depopulation tool, is that what's going on? I don't know. It's just greed run amok. And so as president, I will pull those chemicals. We have, according to one scientific study, we have over 4,000 chemicals being used in our everyday use products that have never been tested, as well as in our food. And then we have all this fluoride in our water, in our food, which there's been so many scientific studies showing that fluoride is a toxin. And yet, again, is it the dumbing us down one world government? Is it another chapter in the globalist tactical tool agenda book like Common Core and other things that are pushing us away from sanity?
Absolutely.
So we have the issues on our side. We have the American people on our side, but I have to get my message out. So any bloggers out there that can share, any radio hosts that can have me on for a few minutes. Again, we need volunteers to collect signatures. And so we'll look at Utah, for example. Utah, we have 250 signatures there about. We have to get 1,000. So we need 10 or 20 people to step up in Utah. And same with Idaho. We have less signatures there, but that's 1,000. Other states are the Democrats, Republicans, they make it almost impossible to get on the ballot. Florida, we need 132,132,000 valid signatures. So it's at the end of the day, it's up to the people. They can come and help us, or they can say hello to forced vaccines. And once we go to a certain point, it will be very difficult. I'm not running for 2024. I'm running in 2020, and we need to take a stand. We need to draw the line, just like Colonel Travis did at the Alamo. Cross over and stand up to the one world government, new world order, because they do not play nice. They can think about it. They are intentionally. They know that these vaccines are destroying minds and bodies. They don't they're not even bothered by it. So people have to step up, look at your kid and say, what am I going to do today? So we know 3 million children are born in the United States every year. About 50% of them are males. So if you do the math, over 330 children a day, including Sunday and Saturday, get their brains blasted into autism through the mumps, measles, rubella vaccine. We need to stop this. And Rutgers University did a study that generally isn't mentioned. They said that 1/4 of children with autism are not diagnosed. So it's just 60% of children have a developmental disability. Then you have all these children, they're 5-6-year-old boys. They want to wear a dress to school. They're on these hormones.
Yes.
What's going on? Well, we're chemically castrating our children. And we inject these.
It makes them easier. It makes them easier to molest. You know, they're dumbed down. They're easier to molest. They're easier to accept that false authority. It's easier to turn them into, you know, tax-paying, non-questioning slaves. And, exactly. And it's horrendous.
And when
I'm
you
sorry, inject, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's right. When you inject little baby boys with the chromosomes from female aborted fetuses, the XX of the chromosomes of the female are more prominent than the XO chromosomes of the male child. And so that's why you have the males wanting to be girls instead of the girls wanting to have a sex change operation like the boys. And so we need a president that will ban the DNA from cows, pigs, monkeys, and mice and other animals being injected into our little kids. And that's what I will do as your president on day one.
And people don't understand, when you have the DNA from other people, I'm sorry, from other species put into you, that makes you susceptible to the diseases that they were normally susceptible to. You know, you got chicken DNA being put into you, guess what? You can catch the avian flu now.
Well, it's
and
like
people don't understand this stuff.
It's like the peanut oil was experimented with vaccines, and there's a great debate whether or not peanut oil or peanut compounds are in our vaccines. The vaccine manufacturers do not, as according to my research, do not have to list all of the ingredients in the vaccine. Some of the big ones they do. So you have aluminum. We used to have mercury and other compounds that destroy the brain called Alzheimer's and so forth. And so when they inject these things into the kids, it messes them up. So like I said before, when I was growing up, we didn't have kids with peanut allergies, but then they started messing with the vaccines and now we have peanut allergies. So now with the flu shot, I understand there's dog DNA. So are children going to become then allergic to dogs? I don't know. I hope not. But again, this is a runaway train on the tracks, and it's just mowing the American people down. So if you want a president that will fight for you and stand up against the one world government, I'm your guy. And I'm certainly not perfect. I'm just a humble retired guy, but we can win in November. But I need help.
Well, I've got one more. Yes, you need the help, and we understand that. But I've got one more question for you, and then I'm going to give a chance to my co-host to say something here. The show ends. What do you suggest the people do that are on the ground? I mean, you're trying to operate at a higher level and trying to get an office. What about the people on the ground? I know somebody comes at me talking about a vaccine. That's the end of my life, because I'm going to fight. I'm more than likely going to take someone's life. I'm going to be put in prison where I'm going to be stuck to hell anyways. And somebody's just going to have to end me. So that's how I feel about it. But what about other people? What do you think they should be doing to fight this?
People need to run for office. People need to run for Congress, city council, state legislature, at the Senate and House of Representative level, at the state level, and the federal level, run for the Senate and for the United States House of Representatives, at the state level, run for governor. And also, that's where you challenge that. And not in some candidates will be blacked out, but some will get through, and they will continue to raise the awareness. And that's what we need. And but we need to start winning some elections, because we need candidates in Congress that will stand up. There's a few representatives at the state legislatures that have the courage to stand up and say, wait a minute, I'm concerned about these vaccines. And so that's what we need. We need the parents. If you're looking at your kid tonight and they're autistic, or they're acting like they have a developmental disability, you need to say, I'm going to step forward. I'm going to run for political office. I'm going to challenge Big Pharma's puppets in government. And a lot of these people in government, they're decent people. They're just, you know, the money comes in and they get twisted. They get blinded. It's like if I were to buy you a car for your wedding present and you didn't have a car, you would be so grateful to me. And then if I came back to you and said, hey, can you help me with this or that? You're going to more than likely say, yes, I will. And that's what these politicians, they're so busy, they kind of close their eyes and they just take the money. And so, but we can win. We have to win. I mean, we can't afford to let the Constitution, our founding fathers were inspired by and were moved upon by the Spirit of the Lord to put in checks and balances in our Constitution. Those checks and balances are gone. And so that's what we need, to run for office and restore those. And certainly, and we can win. Don't take the mindset that you can't win. I mean, Trump won. President Trump won because he was the change candidate. Obama won because he was the change candidate. People want change. Did they get change? I'm not going to go into that, because it's not worth talking about other people. What I do is talk about what I propose to fix the problems with my solutions. And so people out there, like I say, are just being economically, medically, socially, culturally just crushed. And so that is, thank you so much for having me on tonight.
I do have a question about, I know that you're going to do testing and things like this, but like you mentioned with CPS, you will prosecute. I think that's a big issue in the vaccine fight there too. As you know, there's a special court you have to go through, a vaccine court, and a lot of the makers, I believe they have immunity to where parents can't get sued, and just the backlash against them for ones that try is so horrendous that a lot of them just don't even go forward, because there's no accountability. But as you said, a checks and balances, there's no accountability for these doctors. There's no accountability for these vaccine makers. There's no accountability for these social workers, these judges, all these people that are doing this horrendous things for the children. You know, who's checking on these? That was the issue I ran into in the courts through my daughter. I have a daughter who has been diagnosed autism, and they even threw, when she got taken out of CPS, was starting to say she didn't have it, but, you know, that was just another tactic to use. But there's just no oversight. There's no checks and balances. They commit penalties of perjury when you do go into the court system. I mean, it's just a big issue, accountability.
It is. And what happened in 1986 was they passed the immunity from prosecution for the vaccine corporations. And so they can do basically what they want. They're supposed to, in order to get that liability, they're supposed to print on the vaccine insert, which is a poster size page, folded page that comes in with your vaccine, which the doctors generally do not give people. And it's supposed to list some of the side effects, possible side effects. And that's why the DTaP vaccine lists death as which we would call SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, as one of the side effects. And so, but creating checks and balances, we have to go back and give the American people the right to sue the vaccine corporations. And the Supreme Court said in a ruling that vaccines were unsafe. And so they're willing, they're figuring that if, according to their estimations, and I'm just going to throw out a number, not their estimation, but overall, they feel that if we sacrifice a few Americans in order to promote and protect the mass of Americans, it's worth it. But it's just not a few people. It's over 50% of kids are disabled. And so we need to be able to sue and hold legally accountable these vaccine makers, judges, CPS workers. The vast majority of CPS and judge workers, I believe, are good and decent people. And there are some cases where there an action needs to be taken. But that is less and less because the financial incentive that the federal government gives the states and the counties is to remove the kids from the home. And then we see all this child trafficking. We see one report, over 40,000 kids in foster care and home care disappear a year. And so we need to, again, the system's broken. We need a president that will turn the tide and bring back the pendulum to sanity. And so we can do that. There are legal ways. We can get that passed through Congress, even though Big Pharma gives tons of money. But we can do that. Now, a president can do a lot through executive orders. And certainly, again, as I mentioned earlier, the FDA is over vaccines. And day one, I can pull those. I can instruct the head of the FDA to, through a presidential executive order, pull those vaccines. And I'm sure, okay, I would hope there's some vaccines that have that are safe. I don't know that for sure. But we would have to do peer-reviewed, unbiased testing. But certainly those vaccines that is common knowledge is causing disabilities don't belong in the market. And again, we go back to, is it greed or is it a depopulation one-world government? And when you talk about to people about that, they say, oh, it's just greed. But more and more people, like the people listening to your radio network, RBN, are learning that there is an agenda. And if you even go to your search engine and you type in quotations, one world government, quotations, new world order, you quickly see that this is not a crazy talk. This is all these leaders from different countries, North American Union, NAFTA, the new NAFTA that Trump, President Trump just signed. It's all with, it's all going down the path for a one world government. And we can stop it. And so I'm a vehicle for people if they'll help me get on the ballot. We can win in November. Don't believe the lies that we can't win. We can win and we have to win. We have no choice. We cannot sit quietly and let them bring in force back. Thank you.
You know, I'm going to do something for you. And I'm, what I'm about to do right now is radio taboo. I'm going to have sort of behind the scene little meeting chat right here on the air with you guys. I'm thinking, to help this man with his campaign, how about we have Kyle on, I want to say, once a week? That way he can give a speech, address some issues, maybe answer some questions from our audience. You know, we can take in some emails, read some emails, and help this man along so he can get known. What do you guys think about that?
I think that'd be great.
Well, I know once I start sharing it with some friends, because I got a lot of friends that have vaccine injured children. I have a lot of friends that have had their children removed, you know, and all these issues, that there'll start being some questions. So I think it's great.
Yeah. And let me just say this about once your child is removed, you're on a list, you have a record, and that will follow you. And now we have in China, they have these social credit scores that they're rolling out in other countries. And that's the same coming in our country. We have to stop this. We have to stop. Can you imagine the heartbreak a parent has when their kid's removed, comes back more messed up because they forcefully vaccinate these kids in foster care? So I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead, please.
Well,
oh, no,
you're right. But I, and I don't want to disrespect you here by calling Kyle. I just can't grasp your last name. Can you say that for us?
Sure. It's Cole, K-O, pit like the pit in the ground, key like the key you turn to get in your house. So Kopitki.
Kopitki.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you definitely look like a replacement for Bernie Sanders, that's for sure. I think you would go great with the Bernie Sanders audience and the voters.
for me to win in November, I need a lot of Bernie supporters. I do have 33 million Americans don't have health care, according to a Bernie Sanders speech. I don't believe in government health care for all Americans. I have a private, public, nonprofit partnership called Nixon Care, and that provides health insurance, some level of insurance for all Americans. Because how many Americans, if you look at the numbers, lose their homes because of medical problems? Just 2 days ago in Kansas, there was a story about a family that is going to have to go to jail. A mother is going to have to go to jail because of unpaid medical bills. And these are just rock core Americans. And this is happening all the time. So the issues are out there. And so Bernie Sanders, I was the winner in New Hampshire. Seriously, I was, because he is teaching people. But there has to be a transition where people will volunteer and get signatures, and then I gradually move up in the polls and then move into the 39% level, if possible. That's why I ask for people's prayers, because the arm of flesh cannot win this campaign. Only his holy arm can help, and I ask for people's prayers for my safety as well.
Absolutely. I want to thank you for being a guest on the show. We have run out of time, but I want to try to get you on here at least every Thursday on the show so that we can go ahead and get you out there and have this content spread everywhere that we can. We got to get you known, because if you can't trust the politicians and you can't trust, you know, social media to get the word out, you can't trust the news, you got to come to your alternative news source. That's what we're doing here. But anyways, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. And remember, in the land of Sebaeus, the third eye is king, so educate yourselves.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.